Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
The idea is you and the four tenors are like an officiate for a wedding.
They retire from metal and own, open up like a wedding business.
Now the bride will dance with the father. Ooh! Yeah! Yeah! There's the bride and groom. Nice slow dance. Yeah! See, move! Yeah! 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 Ooh, yeah!
What's happening? So, I thought Philly show went really good.
Yeah. I loved it.
I did too. I loved it a lot. You were, the comments were, Mr. Mike, oh, what's the matter? Explain what's going on in the background there.
Alex has a son, Jackson, who is crying.
Last week we had a dog.
Uh-huh. And
this week we got Jackson.
That was the highlight. Lots of...
yeah. Nothing like panting. So Alex is here. He's got his son. You might hear a little bit in the background. We played the Philadelphia show, the Rock Allegiance tour. I thought it went really good.
Yeah.
As I'm talking right now, we're gonna give Mike from South Point Casino a call right now because mm-hmm. They're developing our theatrical show. I'm gonna let you know when tickets go on sale for February 3rd and 4th, Super Bowl weekend, South Point Casino. He said, just sent you the first cut of the video for one of the songs.
Awesome.
Should we?
Yes, we should watch it.
We should right watch now. It?
Oh. Let me just make sure you're...
So we brought on stage Gabriel, the little 12-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And he came up, did thrash. His wires were all messed up. So he couldn't really go more than 5 feet. And,
And they weren't working at first. It was like his amp was like shutting off when he went to play.
Oh, wow.
The best thing is Jim's about to count us off and Gabriel goes up and taps Jim on the shoulder. Goes, no, wait.
Right.
Wait.
And Trivium is getting ready to play. Now, on these festivals, you're on a time limit. You go over, it's really a big no-no. And technically, we did go over.
Yeah. What was our thrash? When it got to the last, we still had to do another chorus. Chris was going, cut. And we're just all like this. And it's going,
oh, you're kidding.
He's going, cut. And Eric goes, tss, and he's like,
oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, he was saying cut.
Oh, well, I'd even see him.
I was the only one that saw him. And I was just like, I can't start running across the stage telling everyone to stop.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? And then when we get off stage, she's like, it's all right. You guys went like 3 minutes over. It's okay. Because I guess as soon as we ended, Trivium started.
Right. Yeah.
And there was a lot of people waiting for Trivium. So I apologized to Trivium.
Me too.
I went in. I apologized to one of the girlfriends. Like, I have to leave. Can you please just let them know. I'm really sorry. I'm assuming they're okay.
And we don't want to mess with them.
Yeah,
because
Mike doesn't want to get beat up.
I don't want to mess with them. They're all jiu-jitsu guys.
Yeah.
I mean, who wants to mess with that? It's the last thing I need is the Trivium guys all mad at me. And for the record, it was the kid's fault.
So, throw him under the bus.
So choke him out.
It's all that little 12-year-old's fault. Little punk kid, wasting our time, becoming a rock star. See, I know we shouldn't have fed that cat.
Stealing all our thunder.
I loved every second of having him.
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved watching him. He was on the side of the stage.
Who was on before us? whatever band was on before us, he was loving. He's on the side of the stage headbanging to them.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. He was totally headbanging. He was going nutso. He had such a good time.
Yeah, he was telling me, he was saying that was the most fun he ever had.
I mean, how can you not have fun? It was nuts.
Yeah. And it was probably the biggest crowd he's ever played in front of.
Yep.
Oh, if I were that age, I would have frozen.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Okay, I got it. I got it. Here we go. This is from his father. Hey, Jim, what an incredible experience. Can't thank you enough. Gabe became a minor celebrity this weekend. The funny thing is that some people thought he was your son. And there was quotes, hey, look, it's Jim Brewer's son. You killed it, man. You killed it, man. So many musicians took a liking to Gabriel. I guess he's very infectious. Gary Holt heard him playing during a signing and took him behind the scenes after he was done and spent a few minutes going over riffs with him. Wow. How sick is that?
That's amazing. Wow.
Freaking Gary Holt. I got a video of it on my Facebook page. Caggiano from Volbeat and our who did the guitars on our album, Songs in the Garage, and produced our album. Caggiano recognized him during a signing and pulled him aside with his heavy Italian accent. Hey, aren't you that kid that played with Bro? Get over here. Such a cool dude. He entered a guitar shred contest and won a signed guitar. They liked him so much that they asked him to be the judge the next day and pick the winner.
Wow.
The craziest thing is that right before Alice in Chains came on, Gabriel sparked up a conversation with Mike Inez. And he told Gabriel to stick around, that he'll bring him on stage and sing Man in the Box. So when they came on, the backstage side view was difficult to see because they closed it off. So Gabriel made his way to the front row, thanks to his new celebrity status. And then right before Man in the Box came on, he rushed backstage, but he got there too late. Oh. It was like, Gabriel, are you sure he said that? Maybe you misunderstood him. Once the concert was over, Mike came over to Gabriel and said, Gabriel, where were you? I was looking all over for you. And he hugged him. Holy shit. What an icing on a cake that would have been. And then he said, I'll get you on stage next time I see you. Next time. I told my boy not to hold his breath, but he's convinced there will be a next time. Now the challenge is to get him down from cloud nine and keep him grounded and appreciative of the opportunity given to him. My family are humbled by your graciousness. Please. Thanks again. We look forward to seeing you guys at the Rock Carnival.
No, it would be great if Mike Inez didn't say that and Gabriel just thought he heard that and it was like, he starts telling his dad everybody says he can go on stage.
And he just starts showing up.
Yeah, no. Slayer said they wanted me to do Raining Blood.
AC/DC said I could come play with them. They said I could do Back in Black.
Yeah.
I heard it. He said it right to my face.
My son should be on the list. He told me.
I'm sure he did say it. So I got this video. It's not playing though. It's really obnoxious.
Hello.
Hey, Mike. What's going on?
What's up, Jim? How are you?
Good. How's South Point Casino running this week?
South Point is running. We are kicking butt and taking names right now.
Awesome. Every media outlet I've been going on, and I've been doing tons of media this week with the rock festivals and even stand-up, they ask about the album, and I keep saying, well, the show to go to, we're doing all warm-ups leading up to February 3rd and 4th, South Point Casino. I got your message today that the contract, I'll make sure I sign it. So how early do you think tickets could go on sale for that?
We want to go on sale for your show that February weekend, probably in November.
Great. Okay.
So we can be ready to go in November. So, you know, if anybody's coming out for that Super Bowl weekend, they can get their tickets early in advance and plan their trip.
Great. Maybe we could do maybe we could figure something out if there's podcast listeners that really want to go, they get first dibs or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we can do that. We can put a promo code out there on the week of and say, hey, you know what? You give, get maybe $5 off if you get your tickets now this week with this promo code. And then all for all your listeners and people that are making that trip, they get an extra discount.
All right, extra discount. And maybe we, or us, the band, we could do like a meet and greet with them. Just if you're part of the podcast
that would
listeners.
Be awesome.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yes,
so,
yes. Hey, how about do a podcast in the showroom for them?
Oh, we'll totally do that.
Oh, that would be great.
That would be great. That
for
would be
them only.
Yes. And, it might only be three people, but. The three will be worth it.
We'll grab other people.
All right. I have a couple of questions to ask you, Mike. We're talking Mike from South Point Casino, where I will be February 3rd and 4th. The whole band will be there in our first real production show. One thing, and then we'll get to the video. Is there anything going on in your big showroom that weekend?
You.
No, like in that where you keep the where the horses, you like that big room.
Oh, in our big arena.
Yes.
This coming year, right now we won't have anything.
Like during that weekend?
Next coming year we will get set up for Super Bowl and we'll have about 5,000 to 6,000 people watching in here this weekend. That weekend watching the game on all of our big screens.
All right, the reason I ask is because is there any possibility of setting up part of that area as like a wiffle ball tournament challenge to people?
Like a home run derby wiffle ball tournament that I play on Thanksgiving against my brothers and kick their ass?
Dude, we'll kill your brothers.
Yeah. Invite your brothers down.
No. My brothers against you guys will fucking smoke.
Oh,
yeah.
No. My God, you have no clue.
You don't know.
You have no clue. You have no clue what you're dealing with.
You have no clue. We play in the street on the houses.
Yeah, we play in tournaments.
Okay, no.
I'll bring you to my fucking house.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds great. We're scared.
All right. Yeah. We're petrified.
They play in streets in front of houses.
In 120-degree weather.
We throw rocks and lemons at each other. I mean, come on. Let's go.
All right. I'm being dead serious. It's all automatic. There's no running. It's all ground balls, how far you hit it, stuff like that. Well, I saw that. It's sad when I look in an arena and I go, this is a great wiffle ball there.
I see every time I go to someone's house, that's what
so
I think.
So do I. I size up the area for a wiffle ball thing. I did a show the other day with Kevin James and his cast. And for the premiere of his show, Kevin Can Wait. And I challenged them and I knew that would get him hopped up and went, I'll challenge this cast to wiffle ball. Boy, Kevin James almost jumped out of his seat. He's like, oh, we'll kill him. I'm like, no, you won't. We will destroy you. I'll bring the jersey guys and we will take you down hard. But Mike, if we can do that, that would be freaking awesome. We'd have so much fun doing that.
We can do that. Let me check with the arena on the dates and what's available and what space we have. I mean, we have a lot of space.
Can you ask
in
if
this
there's
casino,
a UFC
and we can probably pull that off during a day wiffle ball tournament.
Yeah,
sure.
All right. What were you going to say?
Can I ask if there's a UFC that weekend?
Is there a UFC that weekend?
There is.
I'll ask Rogan. I'll ask Rogan.
Usually there is, and Joe Rogan and Joey Diaz and all them usually come up to the Dirty at 12:30 on Friday night.
On Friday nights at South Point Casino, he has.
Yes.
A dirty show. Comedians being dirty and filthy as they want.
Yeah.
He keeps asking me, going, I want to go on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, if you're easily offended, get the F out. And,
right.
You know, whoever shows up. It is so much fun.
Yeah. So
Joe Rogan, Joey Diaz, frickin' Schneider's even showed up there. I mean, everybody does. It's a fun show. We haven't gotten Jim up there, but.
Yeah, haven't gotten me up there. Maybe one day. Maybe during his trial. So I got the video. You guys are creating the. Theatrical part of the show, but
we did our first one.
But when I get the video and I press it, it says this is a private video.
Okay, we're gonna get Paul to send it. Anyway, it's really good.
Yeah, you like it?
I like it. Too bad you can't see it right now. Damn it!
Oh God, I can't wait to see this.
I can give you play by play.
Yeah.
what it is. This is really cool.
I'm so excited. I have such a fire in my rear end. These guys have no clue how they're going to be choreographed. They're just in the...
Oh, we have some choreographed for behind you when you're not looking.
Oh, really?
We worked it out, yeah.
All right, I can't wait to see that. And then what I'll start doing, too...
What happens if we sell this out? Should we have like an overflow viewing party?
Yeah, why not?
You know, in the hotel, I have another room where if we have 700 people in our showroom rocking out, and there's people who really want to see it, I can go put them in another room and they can see it on a big screen.
Yeah, let's do that. We'll do that.
And the band and everything.
That'll be the game plan.
You know what I mean? And close it up and, hey, it's one big party. And then afterward, you know, we throw a party on Friday night.
That sounds like a blast. And then the following morning, we kick you and your brother's ass.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We just embarrass you, and then we enjoy ourselves even more. All right, I'm waiting for this video.
There you go. After party on Friday, Saturday morning, Libanades kick your ass in wiffle ball.
What's the name of his team? South Point Pussies?
Wow, Tishy. No. Holy crap. Wow. Oh, my gosh.
I'll be sure when you're coming and you get a room, it's facing the dumpster.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Mike. You know what? That's another thing. Yeah, you'll be on the South Point of South Point Casino.
There's no South Point team. You're just coming with four Libanades that are ready to hit the ball. That's
I love it. The Libanades. That sounds like a team.
Listen, it's you get two hits, and the two hits better be on top of the three-story house, and there's a big tree in the way. If you can get over that tree onto the second story, you're in. Otherwise, you're out.
Yeah, done. That means nothing.
I don't think he realizes what he's dealing with.
You gotta hit the ball first.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you gotta be able to hit the junk that the ball is coming at with you. Right?
Oh, so you think you guys have junk?
Nah, they don't have junk.
They don't have junk.
We got junk. We got three pitchers in our family. Bring it.
You got knuckleballs?
We got everything.
You got knuckleballs?
He's got nothing. We're gonna cream it. We're gonna bet.
I got big balls. I got all kinds of balls.
All right, we'll see. Let's say we love this and all this jazz. The next step, then move forward and try to describe the next one or the whole thing? Like, what do we do now?
Or the video? You mean the videos?
Like the show. I guess my question is, all right, we love the video and we say, oh, this is perfect. You guys are going to knock this out. Your team's going to knock this out. Do we work on the next video or now do we start?
We work on the next video,
great.
The next one, the next one.
Great.
And then we tie it all in together to your set list.
Awesome.
Of what you want so it can transition with you.
Awesome.
And then you have it moving with you.
Awesome.
You
awesome. Awesome. God, I'm so excited. All right. What do you got? Who's playing there this week? Who do you got this week at South Point?
This weekend we go old school. We go Letterman. Then we got Jerry Lewis.
Wow! You got Jerry.
He will come on and do comedy, and he will do. He'll talk about his skits and his movies and the Rat Pack and all that good stuff.
Oh, wow. I'd see. Now that's something I'd love to check out. Oh God, I wish I was part of that.
Really funny.
Of course he is. He's a
very
legend.
Funny man. And then. Yeah, and then in October, end of October, well, October's huge, Peter Noon, Tower of Power, and then Norm MacDonald and Joey Diaz.
Nice. Hey, Norm MacDonald, just on
yeah.
Just on Harris Dern there. Harris.
That's how Norm ends
Good
every
friend,
sentence.
Norm and Joey.
Here's how Norm ends every sentence.
Mike, you know, maybe we can, you know, see what's going on in the horse races, you know.
All right, I'll wait for this. I won't keep you any longer. I don't see it yet, but I'm sure it'll come through. If I don't get it, I'll shoot you a text.
I have a question.
What, Mike?
Call me back and... Go ahead.
Hold on. Go ahead, Teach.
So when we play the songs and they go to the video, do we have to sync our music up exactly with how the video is?
Usually we would do that with the with like an Apple or Mac with the drummer. So therefore, it's like a click track.
Okay, so he
goes right over. So right when he clicks it, it flips the video, and you guys play with the video.
Okay, so we can't improvise.
But
it
will be perfect with your beat, the video.
Yeah.
So during old school, when the band's going, yeah, you got a freaking crowd there doing the same thing.
Right.
We'll catch up later. I know you got stuff to do, and thank you. We're really looking forward to this.
You're welcome, buddy.
All right, brother. Take care.
Bringing that back. Get ready.
That's Famous Mike from the South Point Casino, February 3rd and 4th. Gearing up, baby. I'll talk to you soon. You better get that arm ready for the wiffle ball.
You better. Fucking swinging the bat, baby.
All right.
Your neck's going to be hurting when you watch my homers.
Yeah. Okay. You got high
Dingers,
hopes.
Dingers, baby. Dingers.
Later. Bye.
See ya.
Oh, they're so dead.
He has no clue what's going to happen to him. He really has no clue.
Do you got any knuckleballs?
Oh, yeah, I could throw.
We got all pitches.
Hector knuckleball.
All right, now we're playing Houston. Houston open air. I'm flying out with the band Friday night. I may be on delay. I mean, it looks like I won't be able to go until Saturday morning. Oh, because it's not official. I got a text earlier this morning from a good friend of mine that writes on a TV show. And he said, he's like, hey, man, blah, blah, blah. So this part, you're going to kill it. And so, yeah, I'll see you on Thursday. I went, what are you talking about? He went, oh, they didn't tell you yet? So what are you talking about? Yeah, you gotta. They want you to play this role, and it would be Friday. When as in two more days, because right now it's Wednesday where we are. Uh-huh. I said, "Is two more days you gonna be doing that?" He went, "I said you don't film like weeks. This isn't the screen." He's like, "No, it's for filming this week." And he goes, "It's real simple." And oh, and I haven't heard anything. You might want to check. Uh-huh. It to me, that sounds weird that they didn't check in and
it's like a show you record this week and it comes out.
I don't know when it would come out, in a week or two or two weeks. I don't know, but it would be for the Kevin James show. Kevin Can Wait.
Wow.
Oh wow.
Oh, that's cool.
What is that on?
It's so cool.
I don't think it's come out yet.
Oh yes, it has.
It
premiered Monday nights 8:30 right after Big Bang Theory.
Oh, cool.
Exactly.
Can't beat that. That's
Jesus.
Great.
He's in the prime slot. Yeah. Kevin Can Wait, 8:30, CBS. Most, but we are, it's Channel 2, right after the Big Bang Theory.
Wow.
But I haven't heard. See, now I got another text that said they're reaching out to your agent right now. And I feel like a child. I called the agent, like, listen, you're going to get this call. But I need to know ASAP because I need to change my flights to Houston immediately.
Yeah.
I have a...
Where do they film it? Here?
Long Island.
Oh. So you just have to fly out the next morning.
I'd have to fly out early the next morning. So we'll see. All right, Boogaboo. I don't know what else to even. Oh, we started getting emails.
Yeah.
You have a hotel room Friday night that I can use? That probably has a great bathtub and stuff if you're not using it.
I do have a hotel room.
Hey, I'm Jim Brewer.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's right. My room will be open now.
Ah, yeah.
The owner of this video grant you access. Please sign in. How do I sign in? My YouTube account?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me try this. Here we go. You ready?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to watch the video. This is the first cut of what would be playing in the background. Oh, it looks sick. Are we allowed to use these images?
Oh, no.
Oh, shoot. My wife always calls right in the middle of something.
You busy?
Watch. Hey, baby. Doing a podcast. How you doing, cutie?
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. What's up?
What time are you home after your podcast?
What time you need me home?
I have to go to work at... Gabby has work at 3:30. And then choir right afterwards.
So you need me home by 3 o'clock?
Yeah, it was 3:15.
I'll be there by 3...
Actually, yeah, 3:15 to drive her to work. That'd
you,
be great.
You got it. Love you.
Okay.
Bye.
I love you too. Bye.
Okay, back to the video. Oh, this footage is sick. So this should be playing behind us. All right. Oh. Now, are we allowed to play this is my question. Oh, God. I love this. Oh, dude. Justin Bieber. My wife texted me in the middle of it. Jeez. Actually, it's 3. Okay. 3 o'clock. Got you. I'm watching the future video here. Okay? Thank you very much. I wish you guys could see it. See that? See, that's going to be gone. Now we're a show. Now it's a show. Oh, brother. Okay, I gotta call him to see if, like, are we allowed to use these images or are we gonna get in trouble? Right? Yeah, but am I allowed to tour with all that? I don't know. Oh my God. If we could keep this, I love that. I love it! Kurt Cobain. Oh, sick. You know what? I gotta send this to my lawyer. Yes! Dude, that looks sick. Ah! This should be our actual video. This should be the video for our thing now. I'm so hopped up right now. Are you hopped up?
Like, so you're going to see our heads, like, down here.
Yeah, we're going to be like little shadows down here. Oh, God, he's using the footage of Priest that I love. All that early 80s. Maiden, look at Bruce Dickinson. Ah. Oh. Who's that? Eddie Van Halen. When I hear this sound, it's like the great James Hetfield once said, nothing else matters. Oh, God. This is my church. Oh, God. This looks sick. I wish all you guys could see this. I wonder if we can... Oh, see now. See, I immediately want to show this to everyone, but... Maybe that's part of the attraction. We're so hopped up. Like, no, you got to come to the show to see it for the first time. You know what I mean? You got to go to the South Point Casino to see this. Oh, this is...
That stuff is going to...
That's going to look ridiculous. Oh. Oh, man, that is freaking awesome. Oh. Okay, I gotta call him back.
Yeah.
I gotta call him back because that is retarded. Okay, let's call Mike back.
He has to know. He has to have thought of that, I bet, if he's allowed to use that. He must have done this before.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Amazing.
I like it? I can jog for 12 miles right now straight, backwards. for 30 seconds. And I do know what we did. The footage is absolutely masterminded. He put the images that are stuck in all our, like, that's what I wanted, those exact images of that time era and every, it's freaking awesome. It made me go, I want to post this as our video now. Just throw it on freaking YouTube. But I would never do that.
Right.
I wouldn't do that. Because it's more about hopping people up to come out and see this. But just knowing that's what's going to be, like, we instantly became a show. Just looking at that, I'm like, now we're a show. It's a show.
Right.
Oh.
It goes back to that Sunday conversation at midnight when we were sitting there behind the soundboard, you, I, and Joey.
Yes.
Saying, going through the list of songs and notes, what is your vision?
Yep.
And let's do it this way. When I saw it today for the first time, I was like, oh, it's everything we thought of.
Oh, and did you see it on the big screen?
Not yet. Oh. Not yet. This is the first time I've seen it. So literally today, walking in is the first time we have seen it.
Okay.
So that's what I mean. It is amazing. So now it's like, okay, we're all going to get together. What's the next song we work on?
Okay. I'm going to call my lawyer
and then
see what he says, because I know it's okay for South Point. If we're going to tour it, then we'll deal with, all right, instead of image, we can keep crowds. I don't think you'd have to pay for the crowd images that he found.
No. Crowd images are fine.
Crowd images are no problem. And maybe there's a way to, I can find, so like literally a drawing of the names, and you don't have to put it, you know, if it says Van Halen, it just says Van Halen coming at you, and Priest coming, it's their names, in case they're like, oh, you can't use these images, and you can't use, you know, I'll find a way to get around it.
Usually it's a second, you know what I mean? It's a matter of seconds. Like, you can use an image for 3 seconds.
Got it.
You can use an image for 7 seconds. So if we're underneath that time frame,
right,
and the arena or venue is already paying the ASCAP BMI, and you're touring,
right,
and you're paying ASCAP BMI, then you're fine.
Okay. So, all right. That's
the whole thing.
Well, the great news is I freaking love it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is exactly... This is exactly what I've been dying for. You're making my dreams come true, Mike.
I want to see the next one now.
And I know now, like,
I just want to go do thrash.
No, what do we do?
Yeah. Do thrash.
Yeah.
Damn, you're killing me. But that's where we go as of Jim when we talked that Sunday night.
Yes.
And we were going over the. I'm going to pull out your album real quick out of my desk.
Yes.
When we were going over the album as of. You know, Trash, Raising Teenage Girls, we go in order and we make this video go right in order.
Yes.
So it just keeps continuing the story of you having that an hour and a half away.
Yep.
And these videos are you while you're playing and your thoughts and your this.
Yes.
So that's why we need some of your video work to get to us so we can start, you know, implementing, you know, the videos.
You got it. All right. Awesome. So the next step, I call the lawyer and I'm like, but the next step, do I call and tell you? And also payment. Like, I want to take care of these guys. Is it like a monthly thing, a weekly thing? Is that something I work out with Paul? You tell me.
I will send you an invoice for a video.
Okay.
And, you know, this is the invoice for this video. And then you can just pay him and work it out with him. But I'll just keep the track of invoice and hours.
Awesome.
So,
and
that's it.
I say now we start with Thrash. Mm. And what I'll do is...
We're going to start with the first one.
There,
I need you on that one.
Okay, what... I know also our... Okay, and we'll talk about it. We'll talk... I know specifically I see, again, with the crowd stuff during the Thrash is obvious. Mm-hmm. But there's stuff we did in our video where it's like looking at a list... Where I'm talking about, oh no, she's on the way. My wife left a list of things I should do. He can do really simple, like
we can probably just take that video from your website and start working off of that.
Yes, yeah, it's take it right off there, work off that, and then I can even talk with him if he wants to email. I even got other ideas where it's like during the list, is you just bathroom, pick up kids, blah, 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 and it's it, and then use little things that we did. There's cool little stuff in the video, but I think he can create even 10 times better. Awesome. Okay. We're rolling, good. Baby. Glad we're rolling. Like awesome. Thanks, brother.
You're welcome. Take care.
Have a good one. Bye.
That's bye. Exciting.
That looks great.
Dude, this is what I wanted from day one.
Yeah.
You have a stage show. The show is all about a guy who's home alone. He's a family man. He's busting his chops as a family guy. He's got elderly parents. His teenage kids. He's a good son. He's a good father. He's a good husband. He's an old metalhead. And he just talks about his life from the time of 18 to now and that journey. And it still comes back to, out of all the therapy, out of all the times, his wife with church and this and that, it all comes down to the thing that drives through his soul is the music.
And it
ends up in his garage, and he tells you the story.
Right, you could have the story being told by you,
yes,
plus behind you,
yes,
on the, like the screen.
That's, yes.
It'll be both.
Yes.
That's really...
Now it's a show.
Like, I just want to see a garage door open,
yes,
right,
yes,
at the beginning, and that's then we walk out.
Yes, it's going to be great. I'm so excited. If you are a listener to our podcast, you get first dibs if you want to go to Las Vegas, South Point Casino, February 3rd and 4th. Now you feel my excitement, our excitement. We just saw the first production for the song Old School. Oh, it's awesome.
When you see like the...
Yes, you get those scenes in thrash too. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. He'll find images of people thrashing,
right,
big mosh pits,
mm-hmm,
and that will go on behind us, and it looks like there's thousands of people behind us thrashing. This project from day one, I kept telling management, it's a visual.
Mm-hmm.
The songs are good. The songs are great. If you just listen to them, they're great. I'm very proud of all of them. I think they kick butt. They kick ass. But this is all about the visual.
Mm-hmm.
You want to come to this and go, this show was freaking awesome. I was able to bring my kids. Mm-hmm. I was able to bring my 12-year-old, my 14-year-old. My wife even loved it, and she doesn't even like that music. Oh, bro, you got to see this show. And the way he talks about his family and this and his kids, and it turns into a song. This is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. Oh, that's exciting.
Yes.
I can't wait.
Me either. Now it puts a little different perspective, too, on what we're doing for the live events.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is all good.
I hope that happens, and then from then on, that's what it is.
Yes.
Because it's once you get to that, and then you go back to, all right, now we're going to go to Bernie's and play.
Right.
It might be like,
well.
We'll still have to do those.
I think Bernie's are fun for... playing, we do metal this. Tonight we're trying out three metal this things.
Right, yeah.
Tonight we're doing more rock stars doing stand-up comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
Right,
and we're
right.
doing a cover tonight.
Right.
I have a cover I'm dying to do.
I know.
You were singing it. Not metal. Not metal this. A cover. It's a Bob Seger cover.
Which one?
I haven't told you guys yet. I think we could do it pretty soon. I want it for Bernie's.
Which one is it?
I want to do the strut.
Strut. Do I know?
I have to. Play it, Lou. No, don't play it, Lou. I got to pay for it. They love to watch us strut. They do respect her, but they love to watch her.
Do you know that one?
Oh my God, it's one of my favorite Seger songs.
I gotta check it out. I have to learn it.
You don't know the strut?
I don't think so.
Hold on, I'm gonna play it on my phone.
Do you mean the stroke from Billy Sparks?
No!
Stroke it.
How do you not?
Do you mean strutter from Kiss?
How do you not know the strut by Bob Seger? Hold on.
I know Turn the Page. Isn't that
no, come on. Hold on. Hold on.
Have an old timer rock and roll.
And then we're going to read some listener emails. I can't believe you don't know this. Ready? Herstrut. It's called Herstrut.
Oh, Herstrut.
Oh, yeah. Now you know. Yeah.
She's totally committed to major independence. She's a lady through and through.
Okay, I know.
She gives them time to buy her. But they can have her. She whips up, she whips them too. But oh!
Come on.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it's great.
I want to do that song live and kill it. And it's right up my alley, that chugging. I love that song. And then show, again, the videos behind us.
Uh-huh. You should sing it like James.
Yeah! They do respect her butt. They love to watch her strut. Yeah! They do respect her butt.
My favorite part from the last podcast that you were talking about, people doing the slow dance in the wedding, and James is the guy who's just like, yeah!
Trying to get everybody hyped
the
up.
The wife and is having the first dance with his daughter at a wedding.
Oh, is it DJ?
Yeah.
All right, dudes, let's bring him out. Yeah! Bride, groom.
They're just like strutting. You just see like, yeah!
Yeah! Groom, bride, father, dance. Yeah! Yeah! Groom. Bride.
All he says is nouns. He doesn't say like complete sentences.
He's going to kill me. He literally is going to kill me. Bride. Groom. Yeah, groom.
He's so confident.
Groom. Yeah.
He's not even
you know
doing
the dancer. That. No. Dancer. Yeah.
It's like no matter what the situation is, he thinks he's doing a great job. Yeah.
Mother, son, dance! Yeah! Cool vibes, yeah! Yeah! Ooh!
He's the minister.
He's gonna kill me. He's gonna kill me. I'm gonna see him next year. Next week, he's gonna kill me.
Stop right there.
You rule! Later.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you Geico has more than just great savings. Much more. Geico's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with Geico, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than Geico. More power to you. Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
So I'm walking around St. Augustine, Florida, checking out a college for my oldest daughter, and I'm looking for little record stores and stuff that I could pick up some Blu-rays or CDs and DVDs, and I can't find anyway. I can't find this stuff anywhere. So I always go to the place where I rely on the most, deepdiscount.com. And thank you for being a sponsor. So the site's loaded with CDs, got DVDs, vinyl, video games. You find everything. And I'm playing a show with Twisted Sister at the Rock Carnival in Jersey. It's their last show ever. So I go to deepdiscount.com and I check out all my old Twisted Sister pre-makeup days. I like Dream Theater too, so I'm checking out the Dream Theater stuff on deepdiscount.com. What do they got this week? Well, they have David Bowie's Who Can I Be Now? So that's a whole box set, 12 CD box set. It's also got a book, really rarely seen and previously unpublished photos. And you can get that right now on deepdiscount.com. Also, you can get my album on there, Songs from the Garage. Thank you, deepdiscount.com. And here's the deal, too. The more you buy, the bigger the discount. So, how's that work? You buy two, you save 10%. You buy three, you're 15% on already deep discounts, low prices. Use the coupon codes you'll find right there on the site to save. DeepDiscount.com for David Bowie's new box set and my album, Jim Brewer Songs in the Garage. And there you go. Thank you, DeepDiscount.com.
All right, let's read some of these emails. We got emails.
All right.
Are you going to read them to me, Alex? Alex, by the way, here's the email if you want to email us. You ready? MetalInMePodcast@gmail.com. Metal, M-E-T-A-L, in me, podcast at gmail.com. Send us an email.
We got two really, really good ones. One is from Russ, and he says, I hope someday to hear Jim interview Metal Mike. I guess a serious interview.
Ooh, wow. That's a good one. Like, get dead serious with...
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be a good...
We might need Amy here for that one.
Huh?
We might need Amy here for that one. Therapy.
We would need Amy here. Wow, yeah. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Is that all he wrote?
Yeah.
Okay.
But this one is a long
one. Hey, we can do it now.
Well, oh, we'll do. We're gonna do. We'll do it next Monday.
We're gonna do it Monday.
We'll do it in Houston.
Yeah. Yeah. So Metal Mike. Well, you know, it's a. All right, go ahead. What's the other one?
All right. So Jesse heard our bios from last week, and he said you can stop working on your website because I already took care of writing all the band bios.
Oh, so you're gonna list the bios right now?
So he did what we did, where they're all characters from a movie.
Oh, okay, who so, we'd represent as the movie?
Best, the best one is read him Jim's.
Mine, wait, no, save no, mine.
I gotta save it for last.
Yeah, save okay, mine. Okay, all right, okay. Let's start with Big Joe.
Okay, Joe Vigliotti, bass. Joe is. A
is it me? Or is Joe getting a little broader?
I think it's you.
You think it's me? You just said that to protect yourself.
I don't look at those things.
Joe, we're going to be touring. Going to start doing kickboxing or something, brother.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry, Joe. I'm just busting your chops.
Joe Vigliotti bass. Joe is a martial arts enthusiast that has worked security for several popular night spots ranging from New York City to rural Missouri.
Ooh.
He also markets his own line of custom portable refrigeration devices. Personal. Joe drives a classic Mercedes and dates a female doctor that wears ridiculously large glasses that undermine her hotness. He claims to be impervious to pain. I'm taking a guess. I think it took me a while to get this one.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Oh, so it's a movie star?
No, it's a character in a movie.
What's the character?
So I'm thinking it's Patrick Swayze from Roadhouse.
I think that might be true. His girlfriend had the blonde hair. And
Yeah. The other ones are pretty obvious. Okay. But does he say
who it is?
No.
That's the best.
So he doesn't say who it is.
Yeah. I actually think we should use... He came up with ones way better than I could come up with.
All right, what's the next one? What about... So who else is he describing?
So he did Joe, you, Mike, and me.
All right, let's go with yours.
Okay. Alex Kennedy, security. Alex is a long-haul trucker that likes to compete in underground strongman competitions nationwide. He also markets his own line of trucker-style baseball caps and has released a self-help book entitled It's Like Flipping a Switch, One Simple Action to Accomplish Anything. Personal, Alex is divorced with a preteen son.
He has a strained relationship with his wealthy father-in-law. This one I got right
it's
away.
Over the top, right?
Over the top with Stallone.
Yeah, what's his name?
He's over the top. I mean, that's who he is, you know? I mean, look at him.
I just turned my head backwards.
And it's like flipping a switch. Yeah. You know? I mean, you know, he flipped the switch. That was... Look at him. He's just like the movie. Man, come on.
That's a perfect one for you.
You hear me? All right, pick another one. Tell me about Mike. What about Mike?
Mike Tishy. This is a great one. This one's my favorite. Mike Tishy Guitar. Mike is an accomplished relief pitcher that previously appeared in the California Penal League. He is known for his dominating fastball and for pioneering the trends of intimidating haircuts and entrance music for closers. Oh. For the latter, he will only select 80s remakes of popular 1960s songs. He prefers to use only personal catchers that could not cut it in the Mexican League. Personal. Mike was once revealed to have had an affair with a co-worker's wife, which resulted in a physical altercation on national television.
Is this, what's his name on HBO, that show? Or is this movie?
Oh, it's a movie.
Oh, you're Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. From Major League.
I want him to make me...
He thinks you're Charlie Sheen.
I want him to make me Kelly Leak from the Bad News Bears. The tough kid that joins the... Always rides
by. That rides a moped and a dirt bike.
And he's like always smoking a cigarette and stuff. You know, in Bad News Bears.
Little harder, huh?
Does this turkey think he is? Mickey Mantle?
Rifle one.
I have taught you know what? I'm bringing mine then next week because I have totally different characters. For I have a completely different character. All right, what's mine? And then I got a roll.
Jim Brewer Vocals. Is one of the founding partners of a pharmaceutical company specializing in the sale of medical marijuana. He and his partners, Mr. Jenkins and Mr. Face, started the company as a charitable venture to fight those wrongfully imprisoned on animal cruelty charges. Personal, Jim claims to own several one-of-a-kind pieces of Grateful Dead memorabilia and has partnered with the creators of the movie Blade on a custom line of smoking paraphernalia. He is frequently seen wearing tie-dye shirts.
That's too easy. You can't... I mean,
that's the perfect one for you.
I mean, tell you retards laughing.
When he told me what he did for you, I was like, why wouldn't I have thought of that?
Yeah.
Your Brian you. From Half Baked?
Your bio is you, really?
I know. My bio is me from Half Baked.
It should have been Chappelle's character.
That's what I thought he was going to say. Isn't that Mr. Nice Guy?
I want to tell him who to write mine as. I want mine to be
Kelly Leak.
He should give us. I'm glad you guys enjoyed that.
Now he has to write whoever that is. When you listen, you have to write Deanna's
and Artie's
and Artie Cheese.
I'll actually use this for the website.
All right, cool. So if you guys want to write, you want to write your own bios. We should have this weekly. If you have what you think our bio should be from movies, or pick your own theme, rock star, whatever you want to pick, go for it. Metal in me podcast at gmail.com. Can't wait to hear from you.
Come on, guys, we gotta get Kenny out of jail, man.
I can't wait to share the video with you. Hopefully I'm filming this Kevin Can Wait project, and by the time I'm leaving, I'm here about it. I'm gonna go get my daughter. February 3rd and 4th, tickets go on sale for our podcast listeners only. And you get meet and greet, you get money off, and we'll have a special little party for you guys. Awesome. And hopefully there's more than two listeners that show up. Because you really don't know.
I think we have some others, too. Yeah.
All right, cool beans. All right, love you guys. Thanks for listening and all you do for us. And hope to see you on the road. And if you're on the road and you see us and we're going to start playing some small gigs in the tri-state area, come up to us and say, hey, I listened to the Metal Me podcast
and we'll have a little. We should start creating something. For
if
these
you ever
guys.
Want to play wiffle ball, we're all in.
We're all in.
Anyone just wants to.
Oh,
play
I'm
a game.
Gonna videotape this. We're gonna beat the snot.
Oh yeah.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Got to roll.
Hey everybody, thanks for listening to today's podcast. You could email us at metalandmepodcast@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook, search The Metal and Me, or hit us up on Twitter at The Metal and Me. We appreciate any feedback, questions, comments, ideas. Thanks again.
Coming soon, metalandme.com.
Insurance-minded speeches from Geico.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the Geico app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the Geico app. Look it in the mouth. Get amazing services. Thank you.